Sharp's Regiment by Bernard Cornwell. Read by William Gaminara. Prologue. Spain, June 1813. Regimental Sergeant Major MacLeod was a powerful man, and the pressure of his fingers, where they gripped Major Richard Sharp's left hand, was painful. The RSM's eyes opened slowly.
"I'll not cry, sir."
"No."
"They'll not say they saw me cry, sir."
"No." A tear rolled down the side of the RSM's face. His shako had fallen. It lay a foot from his head. Sharp, leaving his left hand in the sergeant major's grip, gently pulled back the red jacket.
"Our Father, which art in heaven—"
MacLeod's voice choked suddenly. He lay on the hard flints of the robeway. Some of the dark flints were flecked with his blood.
"Oh, Christ!"
Sharp was staring into the ruin of the sergeant major's belly. MacLeod's filthy shirt had been driven into the wound that welled with gleaming bright blood. Sharp let the jacket fall gently onto the horror. There was nothing to be done.
"Sir,"
the RSM's voice was weak.
"Please, sir."
Sharp was embarrassed. He knew what this hard man, who had bullied and whored and done his duty, wanted. Sharp saw the struggle on the strong man's face not to show weakness in death, and he gripped MacLeod's hand as if he could help this last moment of a soldier's pride. MacLeod stared at the officer.
"Sir?"
"Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." The words came uncertainly to Sharp's lips. He didn't know if he could remember the whole prayer.